The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabadi is here from HouseLogic.com. As she joins us each week, HouseLogic.com, by the way, is brought to you by the NAR, and it features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. And if you haven't looked at it yet, it's a good time to do it. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm great, thanks today. Gil, how are you?
I am fine.
I'm listening with particular interest to today's show because, you know, my house, my husband's house, has been feeling a little bit small to us lately. So we are actually in the process of assessing, you know, do we move, do we get a bigger house, or do we improve what we've got?
So that's right up our alley here today. This is really timely for you because we're talking about moving up. It's not always best for everybody, is it?
That's absolutely right. You know, with home equity shrinking and banks reluctant to lend in some cases, you really have to ask yourself if it's smarter to move or improve. You know, and as I said, that's what we're going through right now.
And it's a difficult decision because the temptation is to move because, let's face it, at these prices these days and these mortgage rates, people are figuring, you know, I could move to a bigger house and maybe even make a smaller payment. So how do you decide?
Well, there is a process, and for starters, you want to analyze your trade-up options to see if what makes sense for you. You can do that by checking local property listings, and you're doing that to really ballpark the price of what you could realistically afford for your move-up house and you know, what you'd have to pay. Now, Realtor.com is a great resource for finding homes for sale. You also want to consider talking to a realtor who can help you out with that for sure. Then you want to contact a bank to see if you're likely to qualify for a new mortgage and how much of a mortgage you'd qualify for based on market prices and your financial situation. Or when it comes to your mortgage, you can do a lot of research online. There are plenty of lending sites and rate calculators out there. There's a great one at bankrate.com, for example. So that's the first part of what you have to do. Then you have to ask yourself, can you afford to move? Because there are a lot of costs associated with moving. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the sale costs for your existing house. There's packing up and shipping your household goods. There's buying the new window treatments and possibly the furniture, new furniture for the new house. There's cost to fix up your existing home before you sell. And then if you're moving to a bigger home, you have to think about, gosh, can I afford potentially higher utility costs, the insurance cost differences, you know, more property taxes. So you really have to work the numbers. And if they aren't working out for you, then it may be smart to sit tight, at least for now.
Yeah, there are great bargains out there to buy, but then one of the things that you're looking at is, well, what can I get for the home I already have? And sometimes that's the fly in the ointment these days. But let's say the numbers are there for you, then what?
Well, as you mentioned, there are great advantages to trading up now. You know, the market is great. You've got a lot to choose from. Interest rates are low. If your house has curb appeal and a good kitchen, and if you price it right, price it aggressively, you know, you're going to get offers. You may not turn a big profit, although prices have stabilized and are actually ticking up in many markets, according to the latest NAR data. But, you know, once you sell, you become a buyer in this fabulous buyer's market, and that means you'll find what you're looking for and pay less for it than a few years ago. And again, as you mentioned, the mortgage interest rates are very low right now, and that really makes it a good time to buy.
All right. But what else do you have to consider in deciding whether to move or just improve the place you have?
Well, you know, we talked about some of the move considerations, and so let's talk about some of the improved ones. If you've outgrown your space or it's inefficient for your lifestyle and you want to make it bigger, one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, do you have that room? You know, do you have enough room to expand the property you're in now?
Right. So the size of the lot could be a deciding factor in whether to move or remodel.
Yeah, absolutely. Another very important factor in the remodeling decision is making sure your improvements don't price you out of your market, especially if there's a chance you'll move within the next 10 years. You have to ask yourself, can you get what you're looking for, either in terms of size or upgraded features by improving, and still keep those improvements in line with those of other houses on your block? If the answer's no, then you risk losing some money when you sell.
So what can you do to make sure your remodel is appropriate to the neighborhood and doesn't leave you with, you know, the best house on the block, which because of the neighborhood it's in or the school district it's in or whatever, you'll never be able to sell for the money you put into it?
You know, that's a great question. So there are three steps to assessing if your remodel is over the top for your area. And I'm going to go through them quickly, and then I'll go back and talk about them. So you got to determine your home's value. You have to know what's going on in your neighbor's houses a little bit in terms of value and what they look like on the inside or outside.
Yeah.
And you've got to know your remodeling costs. So let's go back and talk about that. Determine your home's value. You can work with a realtor to determine the value and how it compares to the value of other homes in your immediate neighborhood. And in fact, a realtor is a great resource to ask, you know, what do you think my house might be worth after I make these improvements? This is what I'm considering doing. What do you think about that? Then you want to know your neighbor's home value, and you want to see what their homes look like. So how do you do that? Well, if you have some open houses in your neighborhood, go visit them. Couple of things are going to happen there. You might be inspired in terms of things you want to do in your home, but it'll also help you make smart choices about features, finishes, room sizes that are in line with your neighborhood when you do your remodel. Then you got to get a handle on your remodeling costs. Once you've got your renovation vision, you know what you want to do, you want to get a quote from a home improvement contractor, or if you're going to do the remodeling yourself, tally the costs of all the items on your supplies shopping list. Then you want to do a quick back of the envelope calculation. You want to add the remodeling cost to the value of your home. If the number you get is more than 10% above the average value of homes in your neighborhood, you're over-improving and probably won't be able to sell for what you put into the remodel. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, because you're going to get pleasure out of it. If you're going to be in the house a long time, you're really going to enjoy it. But you just want to do it with your eyes wide open.
Yeah, and you've got to make sure that what you're doing in remodeling is a wise investment.
Now more than ever, you want to make sure you're making wise investments because, you know, everybody's counting pennies. Remodeling Magazine's annual cost versus value report gives great ballparks on national average costs and payback figures for remodels. And we have that at houselogic.com. You can search by return on investment, and you can see the payback on all sorts of various projects.
Okay, so it's a budget for a remodel is what you search at House Logic. We've talked about the financial considerations quickly. What else do you consider in the big move versus improving where you are decision?
Well, you know, you want to consider whether you'd give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to a number of aspects of your home and its location beyond just the size of your house. So you want to think about your school district, the amount of traffic on your street, the size and layout of your yard, your commute, ease of access to things like shops, markets, malls, recreational facilities, and your neighborhood quality of life. If all of these things get a huge thumbs up from you where you are right now, you know, that's telling you you love the location, its amenities are great for you, and then improving really makes sense. But if a different location would be an improvement in its own right, and the finances of a move, sale, purchase all make sense for you, now's a great time to trade up.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, as always, great advice. And again, you go to the website and all this information is there and a lot more than we have time for.
Always, right?
Always at houselogic.com. Pamela, always good to talk to you. Thank you for all the help.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.